This is Christine Anderson, Marketing Coordinator with Colonial Chemical, and I'm here with Molly McHenry.
Hi.
Formulation Chemist with Colonial Chemical, and we're talking about formulation number 2050, and it is the Milky Micellar Gel Cleanser. Ours is EcoCert. It's EO-free, PEG-free, alcohol-free. It's kind of like a gel, but it's not like a hair gel.
Mm-hmm, right. So this is a conditioning face cleanser. It does come in a gel form, but not the kind of gel you might think of for your hair or something. It's not sticky. It's not very heavy.
It's more like a, it kind of reminds me of like a lotion that you just kind of rinse off.
Yeah, yeah. It kind of has some qualities of both. It's cleansing, but it also has some conditioning agents in there. So you're, removing the dirt, the daily grime, but your skin is left feeling soft and smooth after not tight and stripped.
So, and then we have xanthan gum in there, and that is giving it the gel consistency.
Right.
Mm-hmm. But that one is natural or?
Yeah, a lot of products that have, that gel quality will use something synthetic like a polymer, but we're using xanthan gum, which is natural and allows us to get, EcoCert on this formula.
And if you wanted to make it, if you wanted to make this thicker, would you just add more of that?
Right. Mm-hmm.
So this is a makeup remover and face wash. What's doing, like, what's fighting the dirt in here?
We'll use phenylene glycol, which is good for dissolving makeup, and it is bio-based. And then the polysugar mulse D9 is, lifting away the dirt and oil, and also emulsifying the cocoa caprylate that we have in there, which is a skin conditioning agent, and giving this that milky appearance, and also of course the lavender oil that's in there.
We copied this one off of Glossier's Milky Gel Cleanser, but ours is PEG-free and EO-free, and we use naturally derived ingredients. But it is very similar.
Yeah.
Well, and
but, theirs is synthetic. supposedly, legend, Glossier legend said that this is one of the first ones that they started working out, but didn't come out until much later.
Oh, okay. And so for people who don't know what Glossier is, it is a popular indie brand that kind of like started off as a blog and then kind of blew up, and now they have their own brand of cosmetics. Can you really say it's an indie brand anymore if it's popular?
Yeah, it's still an indie brand. I don't know that there's any exact definition for it. It's just something that, like, a company that's independently owned and is doing something unconventional. Like,
yeah,
that's whether true. That's, the ingredients that they're using or the way that they're marketing it or, their environmental impact, just something that's breaking the status quo.
Okay. So was there any point in this formulation? I know it's, like, pretty easy to put together, but, like, is there a little soft spot in it?
I'd say the most difficult step, but it is a pretty simple formula to put together, but if anything, the xanthan gum is where you need to be careful. You have to disperse that into water. The xanthan gum is a powder, and it'll start hydrating as soon as it hits the water, so you have to be careful when you're adding it so it doesn't clump up and form fish eyes.
Okay, lovely.
But all in all, it's pretty easy to put together.
And that is formulation number 2050, and it is available for download by going to our website at colonialchem.com/formulations. It is intended for use as a starting formula and may be modified as needed. Colonial Chemical does not guarantee exact results, but we're ready to help you in any way with your next formulation project. Go to colonialchem.com/formulations, and thanks for joining us.